This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In the upcoming general election, voters in five states have the chance to wipe slavery and indentured servitude off their books. When slavery was outlawed in the U.S. in 1865, the 13th Amendment included one exception. Quote, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to its jurisdiction, the amendment reads. The penalty has remained on the books in more than a dozen states, even though it hasn't been enforced since the Civil War. But in the November election, voters in Alabama, Louisiana, Vermont, Oregon, and Tennessee will be given the opportunity to remove the punishment from their states' constitutions. The proposed amendments would either explicitly rule out slavery and indentured servitude as potential punishments or remove the terms from state law altogether. Advocates are hailing the initiatives as long overdue and hope that state-level movements will one day lead to the removal of such language from the 13th Amendment altogether, though some argue that the movement underscores a larger need to lift rules permitting forced labor from inmates for little to no pay, a practice that has been likened to indentured servitude. None of the five changes being considered next month would eliminate prison work. Montana State University is one of two college campuses in the nation to offer telehealth appointments with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. In the newly renovated Romney Hall on the MSU campus in Bozeman, the university's Travis W. Atkins Veterans Support Center includes a dedicated private space and the technology for remote telehealth appointments for its students and employees who are enrolled through the state's VA healthcare system. The other campus involved in the VA's accessing telehealth through local area stations or ATLAS sites is the University of Montana. Veterans can access mental health counseling, social work assistance, pre-appointment meetings, and post-op appointments. While there is a new VA clinic in downtown Bozeman, it can still be a challenge for MSU students or employees to leave campus and access care. The only VA hospital in Montana is in the state capital, Helena. Montana has one of the highest populations of veterans per capita in the nation, and in the nation's fourth largest state, distance is a prohibiting factor for veterans who could previously only get care by traveling to Helena. In addition to distance, weather and availability of care, a stigma against accessing care, particularly mental health support, can be a barrier for many veterans. MSU's Veteran Services has prioritized helping veterans to normalize asking for help when they need it and seeking care for their health, whether physical, emotional, or mental. Veterans can work with their health care providers as usual to schedule a telehealth appointment. The Veterans Center would then receive a notification that someone had scheduled an appointment at its telehealth site, and the staff will direct the veteran to the dedicated room where they come for their visit. MSU is looking at the potential expanded telehealth services that could help all around Montana. The university hopes to pioneer the process, perfect the implementation, marketing, and scheduling of it, and adapt the process for rural Montana, where health resources are sorely needed. An African lion named Luke at the Smithsonian's National Zoo in Washington, D.C., died last Wednesday, the National Zoo said. He was 17 years old. Luke the lion was well known and beloved as a great cat's king. Luke was born in a private reserve in South Africa. He arrived at our nation's National Zoo in 2006 as a one-year-old. He had two mates, Naba and Shara, from which he had 13 surviving cubs. Earlier last week, Rusty the red panda, a former National Zoo animal, died unexpectedly at the Pueblo Zoo in Colorado. He was famous for escaping the National Zoo in 2013.
This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.